We searched far and wide and found the ideal person right in front of us, Catherine McIntyre-Peters, who's been with us for 15 years, covering a whole range of issues from defense to energy policy to federal financial management. She's going to step up and take over NextGov, and I couldn't be more thrilled.
It's very exciting, and it's always nice when you can find somebody in your own organization who can do the work, and that's always thrilling.
Yeah, it really is. It's, you know, I like to think we have some really talented people here, and it's great to see people want to step up. So
let's talk 2010. A big story. I know one of the things that you've been watching carefully, the elections in November.
Yeah, I guess if you look back, if you had to point to one thing, that would certainly be it for me, just because it's changing the terms of the debate on almost everything.
Yeah.
Everything from, you know, pay freezes to open government to budgeting, the whole shoot and match is all the whole context has changed as a result of the elections.
Well, and experience. Even yesterday, Merriam-Webster named austerity as the word of the year. I don't imagine. I mean, even before November, it was hard to think of that as the word of the year. But all of a sudden, it's just completely changed the discussion.
Yeah. Well, and I think. Probably over the course of the year that really developed because, you know, the economic picture just doesn't seem to be getting any better. And I think people are more and more concerned about it. And that was absolutely reflected in the election results. And, you know, when people think austerity, they think of themselves and their friends not being able to get jobs. And, you know, it has the Washington Post had a great story today on the front page about, you know, how this has become really a sort of form of class warfare against federal employees
yeah.
now, and that's an example of how the whole terms of the debate have changed.
And that went through the entire year, early on in the year, February and March, USA Today, trying to compare federal salaries to public sector salaries. I'm not sure they completely got it, but they, I think, came the closest. But the great pay debate has gone on all year long.
Right. And there, you know, I mean, it's, you know, there's so many different ways you can look at that issue. But, the bottom line is people have become very concerned about it, and it's become very personal in a way. You know, there's been on and off bureaucrat bashing for decades now, but it was more sort of abstract. And this is really more, you know, a kind of envy, and it really changes the picture, I think. And there are things now that are conceivable that, you know, before the election really would have been inconceivable.
Yeah, the pay debate always, and we've talked about this before, but always strikes me as very odd because I'm not double the average salary out there. If that was the case, we would be hearing about just the flood of applicants coming into federal work. And that's not what I hear. I still hear of enormous challenges finding the right people for the right jobs.
Yeah, I think it is. And again, when you get to those double the private sector numbers, those always include benefits. And I think this is one of the things that has emerged is that people are taking into account more and more the benefits that federal employees
get. Well, it includes benefits, but it also,
right.
The government doesn't have Walmart store greeters, for goodness sakes.
Right, exactly. I mean, there is the whole apples and oranges comparison,
yeah.
Which is a whole, I mean, comparing the government to the entire private sector is not a very useful exercise. But one of the things that has emerged is this whole issue of you know, if you factor in benefits, then it at least mitigates some of what I think people do know deep down, that salary-wise, government often doesn't compare to the private sector, and particularly the higher up you get. And this is where it gets really dangerous. You know, some of these jobs are really important, and to say, you know, government's just not going to be a place where you can make competitive money, that could be really problematic going forward.
Yeah, and very complex. And this story going to have all sorts of implications. The lawmakers today figuring out spending for the next year, but they're only doing it till March.
Right, and this opens all kinds of doors because the Republicans are talking about rolling back spending to fiscal 2008 levels.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be absolutely wrenching. Even not factoring in any kind of inflationary-related increases at all is going to be very difficult for agencies. I mean, they typically budget assuming they're going to get at least a little bit more money next year than they got this year. And that seems like that's certainly not going to happen, and they could be asked to sacrifice much more than that. I mean, it is going to be potentially a very wrenching budget process.